720 WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio until 7 p.m. and excited to have on the line as we head into the Christmas holiday, two of the biggest stars in the world of barbecue. We've got Tim Shear of Shake and Bake Barbecue. He's a world champion pit master, and he is the man behind the Blues Hong and Gateway Drum Smoker Empire. Brad Leiniger also with us, world champion pit master, getting basted with the barbecue team, and of course those restaurants in Branson. Three-time KCBS Team of the Year. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Okay, thanks for having
me. Well, thanks for being on. You know, you don't always think of of barbecue as maybe a holiday and Christmas food, but I will tell you, in Chicago, we barbecue, we grill 365. You will see people posting pictures of themselves in snowdrifts, you know, anytime. There is no barbecue season when it comes to Chicago, so you are in a good place.
My kind of city.
So let's talk a little bit about the careers first before we get into some of the things. And I know, and we've been promoting, the listeners are going to hear about the Barbecue League and ways that you are paying it forward, right, with education and excellence in the barbecue kind of world. So as you guys were starting out, and I know both of your stories well, but Brad, if you want to talk just a tiny bit about, you know, how you started out and got to be not only a guy who loved barbecue, loved to eat, loved to make food, but now one of those great champions.
Well, I've always been a cook. You know, I went through college. I cooked and worked in restaurants, and I've always been a competitor as well. So, barbecue competitions, about 10 years ago, we entered our first one and got the opportunity to kind of match the only thing that a middle-aged, overweight guy can still compete at and go out and put my money where my mouth is at a local barbecue contest. And we went out there and did really well. Ended up getting, you know, what they call a meat call. We got three of the four meats. We got top 10 meat calls, ended up finishing in the top five of the contest. And from there on, the rest is history. Just started competing more and more, and it grew into the restaurants, grew into teaching classes, grew into just cooking more and more. And now it's just, really honestly transformed my life. It's what I do for a living. It's what my family all does. And some of my best friends, or all of my best friends, are now barbecue cooks. And it's just truly been a blessing.
When you think about best friends, you have no better friend in this world or in the hot and fast revolution than Tim Shear. And so, Tim, now you are a guy who is, and for the listeners, he's the tallest man in barbecue. I'm not sure if you've had contenders come up and challenge you with that and get the tape measure out. But, Tim, talk a little bit about how you got into barbecue, because not only have you done it at that world championship level on the pitmaster side, but also you're bringing people not only great education with the league, but some of the most popular products out there.
Yeah, it runs deep, I guess, for me. I mean, I grew up on a hog farm, Dane, so, it was pork everything at my house, and my dad was working, my mom was busy. It was always me running the barbecue grill, growing up. So we had pork chops, pork steaks, pork burgers. It was the whole deal, man, and that's just, kind of what I grew up knowing and doing. And then kind of like Brad, I was competitive my whole life, and we started doing barbecue contests just to get away for a weekend, get away from work, take a family drive with our camper and set up and cook somewhere and just had a blast doing it. And after that, I guess a lot of times my competitive nature, my business, nature takes over. And we started building the Gateway Drum Smoker and it was kind of just an afterthought, an accident type deal, but it just quickly became so popular that we had to take it serious and turn it into a real business. And then sooner or later we had the Blues Hog opportunity came our way. So that was something that we couldn't pass up. So we're kind of one of the lucky ones that was able to turn our favorite hobby into a job and a career, kind of like Brett has, and just different ways. You've got the restaurants, we've got the products, our latest deal, we're back to the farm. I mean, we're raising some really high end Wagyu beef and some really great pork, specialty pork now. So just all kinds of stuff. It's been just a crazy, crazy, crazy ride. quit my normal job and started full-time barbecue just this past year. And
it's been totally. I could see it. There are a lot of people out there listening right now that are jotting down all of these things. This is the pathway to success. All the people with the quote-unquote normal jobs are saying, okay, so here's what I do. I just cook a lot of stuff. I do. Yeah. I develop this drums. Now, here's the thing. Here in sort of the backyard for Weber Grill, and everyone across the country, probably the world's familiar with Weber Grill, but you guys have the drum smoker. I know in our next segment we'll talk a little bit about that and how you're not only cooking successfully, cooking good food, but winning championships with that. You said it was kind of an accident. I would love to hear that, Tim, if you can. Like, was it sort of a dissatisfaction with the way things had done? Was it because you just didn't have any time? Because that's one of the downsides, the whole low and slow and the traditions built with that. If you could do it faster, that would be great. What was this sort of genesis for the drums?
It was all that, really. I mean, I was on a pellet grill, and nothing against pellet grills, they work wonderful, but it just wasn't getting the job done for me as far as flavor wise, and I felt like there was more to be desired there. Honestly, I'm a hands-on guy, pushing the button and going to sleep was not my kind of cooking. So there was guys cooking in the Midwest with these old barrel drums, and I thought they were crazy, but we kind of took that concept and polished it up and made it, fully welded and reliable for, for a contest or a home cook or anything. We started cooking on them hot and fast, and it just totally changed our game. And it upped our flavor, and it certainly upped our results at the competitions. And Brad can attest to this. You know what I mean? He's been one of the leaders along with myself as far as, pioneering the hot and fast barbecue revolution, I would say.
Yeah, the results are undeniable. We're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about how you guys are doing things, some of the success, and then the ways that you guys are paying it forward in a big way. It's one thing to get really good at stuff and just keep it all to yourselves. You guys are teaching that next generation of barbecue enthusiasts with the Barbecue League. So we're going to get with that. Guys, hold tight. We're going to take a break and go to news. And right now we've got Mary bringing us the weather and the traffic.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
720 WGN, it is Dane here with you until 7 p.m. and excited to join our conversation with two of the biggest stars in the barbecue world, world champion pitmasters, and the guys behind some of the biggest and best, not only food out there, but some of the great products and restaurants out there. Tim Scheer from Shake and Bake Barbecue, Brad Leininger from Getting Basted, and they're both sort of superheroes within the barbecue league. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about this. And I always say, and we've done a million things over the years with it, that it's never too late to go back to school. And education could be the answer to all of our problems. Now, maybe not world peace, but I think that food is one of those great kind of universal things, whether it's art or music, food, and great barbecue. I think you could make a lot of friends there, too. Maybe bring the world together into a better place. So when it came to the league, talk about this, because you guys have always been busting norms and kind of pushing the envelope and doing things that people haven't done before in ways it hasn't been done. So was this a conversation between both you guys? We're like, hey, we need to create basically this barbecue kind of like college.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We were sitting there and barbecue's always been kind of secretive. You've got your special ingredient or your special sauce, and most of these competitions happen behind closed doors. And Tim and I were sitting back, and as you mentioned, we have products, we have restaurants, we've got sauces, and you don't reach people by closing your doors. So the intent behind the Barbecue League was to, kind of rip the veil off some of the secrecy of barbecue and competition barbecue and making great food and really putting ourselves out there and bringing cameras into our trailers and putting our recipes out there online and starting to teach people. Because, honestly, what good is winning a championship if nobody cares about it, right? So we're just trying to bring people into the activity and sport that we love. And really make it accessible for the next group of pitmasters that want to come along, be it in the backyard or the competition circuit or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it was a conscious decision to take what we do and put it out there for everybody to see.
Is brave really what it is? So, Tim, talk a little bit about that. It's one thing. If you go online right now and if people Google that, we talked in the last segment about YouTube, and you can find out how to do anything from almost anybody. But you guys are walking the walk on the excellent side in the traditional, you know, you're winning world championships. You guys are doing it as high as anyone, I think, from a street cred perspective. That's the guys I want to learn from. So, Tim, talk a little bit about that. It was like what to share, what to show, and what people can learn.
Yeah, Dane, brave or flat out stupid on our part. I don't know what it is, but
fine line.
But what we do, Dane, is, I mean, we're just, Brad and I are just to the point where we don't care. You know what I mean? Like, people are so happy and excited to show us how to barbecue, and we started out. And we've always tried to have an open door and help new cooks out and do all that. But, we want to take it another level. And honestly, we want to grow barbecue. We want to grow the sport and the activity. And, it's done so much for Brad, and his family that we feel like, more people should be involved with it. You know what I mean? It's just a great, activity. It's a family event in your backyard. If you want to do a contest, it's a lot of fun with your buddies or whatever it is. So, there's a lot, like you said, there's a ton of information on YouTube, right? But is it really vetted, valuable information that you need to follow, or is it just a bunch of junk, you know? So, and there's a little bit of both on there, but what we're trying to do is just make sure that we have, credible pit masters, giving away, secrets or tips that will actually help you in your backyard or at home or even at a competition. We've got a lot of stuff that'll just flat out take you to the next level.
Yeah, because you're learning the things that you guys are doing in order to win the competitions, and we want to get so. And it isn't just you guys; are the leaders of it. But you mentioned the league. You've brought in some great pit masters, some other friends that maybe share what it is that they do, or how they do it, or even just their personality and style. Talk about some of the people you've got involved.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, Joe Pierce from Slaps Barbecue, great cook, great restaurant at Kansas City. You know, Mike Johnson, Sugar Fire Smokehouse, he's a great chef. I mean, he got his start working for Emerald down at Commander's Palace. So, I mean, Mike brings so much to the barbecue league that's outside of the competition realm. I mean, he's truly a great chef. We've got some people, Loot and Booty Barbecue out on the West Coast we've got going. Fred Robles down in Texas, you mentioned him. I mean, we've got stuff that's happening that's really unprecedented. I mean, we had cameras rolling this year at Memphis in May that Tim messed, Tim and I messed around and we won pork shoulder at Memphis in May. We had cameras rolling the whole time. We have that whole thing, everything we did to that pork shoulder to win a world championship is on camera, and you can go watch that, including the presentation. As far as I know, that's never been done before. So we're really truly trying to bring everything that we can, to barbecue.
People who've listened to the program know, obviously, my connection to barbecue. And one of the things, the food is great, undeniably good, and it's awesome, and people enjoy it from coast to coast. But one of the great things about the barbecue community, is that camaraderie. And I think that's one of the things not only that you showcase and promote, but that you share with the barbecue league. So I know we've got a couple minutes left. And so if one of you guys can talk a little bit about some of the things that you're able to learn. So you, whether it's like the chicken or the brisket or the ribs, it isn't just pork. Tim grew up with that, but you guys cover it all.
Well, we do. And we've, with the barbecue, we wanted to be very diversified as far as, some entertainment. We've got reality TV show, basically, that we started doing on there. We've got the educational pieces with all the tell-all, 100% tell-all classes in each category, chicken, ribs, pork, brisket. We've got a complete tell-all for every piece of the competition market. And then we've also got a bunch of backyard recipes. We've got burger recipes. We've got tacos. There's everything on there. I know Mike Johnson, Brad was talking about, he just won the World Food Championship burger, best burger in the world. And, nice. And we're getting ready to film his recipe, for that. So that'll be coming up here real soon. We're going to be at San Antonio Rodeo, which is just a huge, huge barbecue competition. And Houston Livestock Rodeo coming up in February that we'll do a bunch of, all access content coming up. So we've got just a bunch of different stuff, really exciting stuff. And You know, I honestly think it's stuff that you're not going to find on YouTube.
It's great. It's one thing to go out there and get all those accolades, all those championships, and keep them for yourself, but to take us with you, not only on the journey to make us better in the backyard for a lot of the listeners that are just at that level, but also with you as you have all of that great fun with not only you, but all those great personalities. And so if you can go ahead and give us the website, you know, so people can get involved, get more information on the Barbecue League. And of course, we'll have it at WGNradio.com, but where can they go?
Yeah, it's thebbqleague.com. Just thebbqleague.com. We're also on Facebook. If you look on that, you know, you find a lot of information there. But the main website is thebbqleague.com. And, you know, we also have, including with this, we have a Facebook group out there. You know, you can ask a question about how to cook ribs and have a world champion answer you.
I mean,
literally no place else you get that kind of access.
It is a luxury, guys. You are performing a public service. No better time to highlight it than the holidays. So, Brad and Tim, we'll let you get back to it. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today. Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right.